Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the good things which come from God the Father. Through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by authority of the Holy Spirit. As
he
spoke in John chapter 16, verses 12, up to verse 15. And he said the Spirit will get from that of Christ, for what is of Christ is of the Father, and he will move on to give us. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to move on again. We want to move on part 4D. And we see God's plan
for
fighting against Satan's devices that he made for the entire world. From the year 2019 up to the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to see the three mysterious things. Which happened in the year 2019. And they are to make changes in the world up to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much. We remember the first, we first finished it. Praise Jesus much. When we saw, why the coronavirus,
was
called COVID-19 virus, even though it was activated in the year 2020. When we understood many secrets, major secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus
smile.
So we moved on to the second mysterious thing which happened. When we saw, why in the year 2019, God commanded the evangelist Benny Hinn to repent for preaching the false gospel, the gospel of material gains of the world, in leaving aside the rightful gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. When we have finished, get explained reason why, then we shall see the third mysterious thing which happened in the year 2019, where God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival of all things, basing here in Uganda from the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. But we are still moving on with part 4D. And we see God's plan of fighting against Satan's devices that he made for the entire world from the year 2019 to reach the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. And we still get explained why God in the year 2019 he commanded the evangelist Benny Hinn to repent for preaching the false gospel, the gospel of material gains of the world, together with selling of miracles, as he leaves the rightful gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now in this our part, we are going to get explained
ekigambo enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
in the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
kikitegeeza
what it means
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
era lwaki
and why
Katonda ali yadomira omubuulizi w'enjiri Benihini
God commanded evangelist Benihini
yenenye
to repent
olw'okulekawo enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
for leaving the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
nadda mu kubuulira enjiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensi
eno and resorted to preaching gospel of material gains
n'okutundanga ebyamagero
and the selling of miracles
so mwetusinzidde
so it's where we've based
okunyonnyoka ekigambo ekyo
to get explained of that word
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
kitegeeza ki
what does it mean
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga kigambo kikulu.
Because it's a very great word.
Ekigendo okubeerawo.
Which is going to be there.
Paka mukama wafu Yesu lwanadda.
To the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga twawulira.
Because we heard.
Mu Matayo esuli ya 24.
In the Matthew chapter 24.
Onyule 14.
Verses 14.
Ngayogera ngagamba bwati.
And he speaks saying like this.
Kukwatagana enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Concerning the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven
gagamba bwati
and he says like this
Matayo esula eyabiri mwenya nolunyiri olw'14
Matthew chapter 24 verses 14
nenjiri eno eyobwakabaka eribuulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awo enkomerero n'eryokejja
and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations and then shall the end come
yes
praise
Amen.
Jesus much
tinenjiri niyo bwakabaka
and this gospel of the kingdom
eribuulirwa okwetoola ensi yonna
it shall be preached all over the world
okubeera obujulirwa
to be a witness
olw'enkomerero n'eryokejja
and then the end will come
so mu mwaka gwa 2019
so in the year 2019
Katonda agenda okudumira omubuulizi w'enjiri owensi yonna
God goes to command the worldwide evangelist
omubuulizi w'enjiri Benihini
evangelist Benihini
okwenenya
to repent
olw'okulekawo enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
leaving the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
mu bwakabaka obw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
nadda mu kubuulira enjiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensi eno
resorted to preach material gain gospel of the world
okutunda ebyamagero
and to selling miracles
olw'ensonga nti
because of
ndi enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the reason of the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
erina okuddamu n'ebuulirwa
it has to be preached again
eri amawanga gonna
to all the nations
okubeera obujulizi
to be a witness
nti teri ku bo ataategeezebwa
that none of them was not told
orunne nkome eno eriyokejja
and then the end will come
kati kyenva nakugamba nti ebintu bino ebisatu byabaawo
that's why I told you the three things happened
ebyabaawo nga byakuleeta enkyukakyuka mu nsi
those which happened and they are to bring changes in the world
okutuuka okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
nti Katonda okudumira omubuulizi w'enjiri Benihini
go to command the evangelist Benihini
addeyo mu kubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
go back preach the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
kyali kimu ku ebyo ebintu
it was one of those things
Katonda byateeka mu mwaka gwa 2019
that God put in the year 2019
nga byakukola enkyukakyuka mu nsi
and they are to make changes in the world
okutuuka okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
n'enkomerero y'ensi
and the end of the earth
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
naye nga tugenda maaso n'okunyonnyoka ekigambo ekyo
but we move on get explained of that word
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
tulina ebigambo
we have words
ekisooka eky'okunyonnyoka
first of does to get explained
wanga tuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
we hear the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
tulina ebigambo nga bitaano eby'okunyonnyoka
we have like five words to get explained of
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
ekisooka
the first
twetaaga tunyonnyoka obwakabaka bwa Katonda
we need to get explained of the kingdom of God
ekyokubiri
the second
tunyonnyoke
we get explained
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
ngambi ekisooka
I have said the first
twetaaga okunyonnyoka
we need to get explained
obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the kingdom of God
ekyokubiri
the second
tunyonnyoke
we get explained
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
bino ebigambo biri mu Bible
these words were in the Bible
n'ebibuzaabuza abantu
but they confuse the people
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The third, we get explained of righteousness. The fourth, we get explained the kingdom of heaven.
Then
the fifth, we get explained of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The five words, all of them, they are in the Bible. And we read of them many times. Most of us, we think that perhaps they mean the same thing. As I've told you, the first we have to get explained of the kingdom of God. The second, the gospel of the kingdom of God. The third, the righteousness of God. The fourth, the kingdom of heaven. The fifth, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Those words are in your Bible. And you have heard of them being spoken of, but not in understanding them. Praise Jesus much. Because we heard of, as we begin from the first, to get explained of the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus much. We heard of in the Mark chapter 1, verses 14. And our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of like this.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14.
Awuruva nyuma, Yokana nga maze okuwebwayo, Yesu najja e Galilaya, nga abulira enjiri ya Katonda.
Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Yes. John the Baptist, or the prophet John, he was put in the prison. Jesus moved preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. You, when you hear that word, there are two things in it. That he moved preaching gospel of the kingdom of God. There is the kingdom of God. And there is also the gospel of the kingdom of God. Both things you need to understand them. Praise Jesus much. Because it's the work we are heading on to. To proclaim to the people the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we pass through preaching gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now when you read Mark chapter 1 verses 14, and Jesus moved to preaching gospel of the kingdom of God. Now before we go to know gospel of the kingdom of God, we have to first know the kingdom of God. And then we know it's gospel. Sure. This kingdom of God, what is it? And then this, it's gospel. He was preaching the kingdom of God. He was preaching the gospel. This gospel. And it's of the kingdom of God. Now this kingdom of God, what is it? And then we look to its gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we began on the kingdom of God, he spoke in Matthew chapter 12, verses 28. And he explained the kingdom of God. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit and his works. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit and his works. And that is the kingdom of God. Let's read there, we hear.
Matayo esula ya 12 n'olinyirwa 28.
Matthew chapter 12 verses 28.
Nayo banga nze ngoba daimoni kuwo moyo gwa Katonda. Kalo wakabaka bwa Katonda bubajide.
But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come.
okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu,
the manifestation of the Holy Spirit,
n'emirimu gye,
and his works,
kulabisa obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
it manifests the kingdom of God.
Kati bwe bakugamba,
now when they tell you,
tuli n'atambula ng'abuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the other move to preach gospel of the kingdom of God,
otegeera ki?
What do you understand?
Osooka n'oggyamu obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
you first get out the kingdom of God,
n'obutegeera,
and you understand it.
Osooka otegeera obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
you first understand the kingdom of God,
n'ogenda n'otegeera enjiri yaabwo,
and then you go understand its gospel.
Kakati mu Matayo 12:28.
Now in Matthew 12:28,
agambye,
he asked,
"Tubembango abemizimu kuomoyo wa
Katonda, I cast demons by the Spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God, it's come."
Katitegeeza,
now it means,
okulabisibwa kuomoyo omutukuvu,
the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and his works,
kulabisa obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
we manifest the kingdom of God.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much.
Na kulumu,
one day,
mukama wa Yesu yabuzibwa muluka,
our Lord Jesus was asked in Luke,
nti naye obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
that the kingdom of God,
bujadi,
when is it coming?
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much.
Nabagamba nti obwakabaka obo,
he told them that kingdom,
tebujja nga bwira gabwe
buti, it does not come out when it's clearly manifest,
kubanga buli masekatiga,
because it is in your midst.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus.
Kino kiri tulo kwaula,
this brings to separate
point ya fe yo obechi ntu cha fe cho kuna chifuna okunyonyoka.
Our fourth point we need to get explained,
obwakabaka bwo muguru,
the kingdom of heaven,
kubanga bote bujje no bwebuti,
it does not just come here like that. Yes,
wetaga nabo bunyonyoke,
it needs to be explained,
then enjiri obwakabaka bwo muguru na yetegeere,
then gospel of the kingdom of heaven, it to be understood,
kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
for the kingdom of God,
bwo bujja,
it comes,
ne obwakabaka bwo muguru,
but the kingdom of heaven,
bote bujja,
it does not come.
Yes, he was,
praise Jesus much.
Kati awali wo kubuza buze myaka mingi egiyise,
there was a confusion many years back,
era abantu bangi abaalika w'enjiri eno,
and many people left this gospel,
olw'ebigambo bibatategeera biribitya,
what they never understood how they are,
naye twebaza Mukama,
but we thank the Lord,
atuwadde ekisa okumanya ebyo,
who has given us grace to know those.
So bwe tusoma mu Luke 17,
now when you read in the Luke chapter 17,
onywa 20
verses 20
paka 2 murumu
up to verse 21,
Mukama wa Yesu yabuzibwa bwati.
Our Lord Jesus was asked like this.
Luka esula ya 17 n'olinyo lwa 2.
Luke chapter 17 verses 20.
Bwe yabuzibwa abafalisaayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi?
And when he was demanded by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come,
n'addamu n'agamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujjanga bweyolese.
He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with outward observation.
Olunyirwa biri mu olumo.
Verse 21.
So tebali gamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali, kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli munda yammwe.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Yes. Have you heard what was there?
Jukira tunyonyoka.
Remember, we get explained.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda chichi.
What is the kingdom of God?
Tulioka tugenda tunyonyoke.
Then we go get explained.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Tunyonyoka obutukirivu bwa Katonda.
We get explained righteousness of God.
Tunyonyoke.
We get explained.
Obwakabaka bwa muguru.
A kingdom of heaven.
N'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa muguru.
And the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye mukanyumero kana akokunyonyoka obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
This aspect to get explained the kingdom of God.
Mumatayo 12 jetuvuddeko.
In Matthew 12 we just read. Verse 28.
Atugambwa abagobe mizimu kubo moyo wa Katonda.
Told us if he cast demons by the Spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda butujide.
The kingdom of God has come for us.
So okulabisibwa kubo moyo omutukuvu,
the manifestation of the Holy Spirit,
n'emirimu gye,
and his works,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
it is the kingdom of God in our midst.
Kivula banga muruka 17.
That's why in the Luke 17, verses 20
paka 2 murumu
up to 21,
abafarisayo bamusinkana,
the Pharisees meet him,
Mukama wa Yesu,
Lord Jesus, and they asked him, when does the kingdom of God come? And the answers told them, the kingdom of God cometh not with outward observation, for they had a problem. They thought the kingdom of God, it's the kingdom of heaven, perhaps heavens will descend, come down, and things within it, expected to see something descending down. coming down. Have you heard?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
it told them,
verse 21. Neither shall they say, "Lord, it's here." Or that, "Lord, it's there." For the kingdom of God, it is in your midst. And they looked around to see the kingdom of
God.
Where is it then? Yet they didn't see it. They didn't know it's the Holy Spirit that is
worked.
Now, when we speak of the kingdom of God, we mean manifestation of the Holy Spirit and His works.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that is why you see, and He spoke in John, chapter 14, starting from verse 15. To enter to 17. And he told them that when the Spirit will come, He will be unto you. He will be also in you. Sure. In your very midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Let's read there, we see. John chapter 14, verses 15.
Obanga munjagala, munakwa tangebira gido byange.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Verse 16. Nange ndisaba kitange, naye aliwawo omubeezi omulala, abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe.
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Verse 17.
Omwoyo w'amazima, ensigo etayinza kukkiriza.
Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive.
Kubanga temulaba, so temutegeera.
Because it sees him not, neither knows him.
Mwe mumutegeera, kubanga abeera gye muli, era anaabanga mu mmwe.
But you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. Have you heard that word? That the kingdom is there. That the world does not see him. Even though in Luke, that we just read of above, Luke chapter 17, verse 20-21, said the kingdom is in our midst. Now in this John chapter
14,
verse 15-17,
God
is the real Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot see. It cannot receive him because they cannot see him. And he
said,
"You see him, for you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be within you." Now you see the kingdom of God needs to be understood. A person, they tell them, enter the kingdom of God. They know what they are entering into. That they enter into the Holy Spirit. They enter to be led by the Holy Spirit, that they be in the kingdom of God. Now there are words which had not been understood well. And all nations, as they left the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, Satan had struck them with darkness of ignorance. And they said, "We can't explain that thing, we understood it." Instead of committing themselves to God to explain them, they see that the counsel of God's words, as in the Jeremiah 23, verses 18, that they see that the counsel of God's words,
that
can explain them these words the way they are. They just ran off, enter the material gain, gospel of the world. Everything they read in the Bible, they saw gains. But the kingdom of God, they no more saw it. Even righteousness no more was seen. The kingdom of heaven was not seen. Even gospel of the kingdom of heaven was not seen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But he has told us, when we began get explained this word, gospel, the kingdom of God, he said that the manifestation of Holy Spirit and his works, then the kingdom of God has come. And he ended as explained in the John chapter 14, 15-17, he dwells with you in the world.
and it cometh and it be within us. And the kingdom of God is there. What surprised most? That is first in the heavens and the earth. To prove the kingdom of God is there. But what we ask is one thing that he manifests. For in the time past, our Lord, when he was on the world, we were still praying that he comes. Your kingdom come. When we pray your kingdom come, then we've asked the Holy Spirit to come. He came down already in the Acts chapter 2. So when we read in the Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, we hear the word that thy kingdom come. What are we asking for? Let's put there we hear.
Matayo esula eyo mukaga noli nyoro mwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verses 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti. Nti kitaffe ali muguru. Erinya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner therefore pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. Yes. The words we look to that here. Mostly in the verse 10. We ask the kingdom to come. What are we asking for? We ask for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Works to be manifest that he is manifested. Now when you say that will be done on earth as it's done in heaven, then we've entered the kingdom of heaven. And we have to preach gospel of the kingdom of heaven, proclaim to people things done in heaven that they do them on earth. You see where the problem is? Now the prayer is prayed, thy kingdom come. What they ask for most do not understand it. But when he hears gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, when he say, no. The gospel of the kingdom, what is that? The gospel of the kingdom of God. When you have first get out kingdom of God, you understand it. Then you understand its gospel. And that's why you head on to understand righteousness. And then understand the kingdom of heaven. Understand the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, all the long we remember Acts chapter 2. We pray that the kingdom come. But it came already.
If
we've understood it's the manifestation of Holy Spirit and his works. As we were there in the Acts and he came. Now we of generations like this, we no more pray thy kingdom come. We pray thy kingdom be manifest. The other in the Luke chapter 17. It manifests that it will be observed clearly. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that portion of prayer, it was fulfilled by the apostles when they were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, as they prayed that his kingdom to come. And it came. We remain to pray that it is observed clearly.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Because in the Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, Bible says this on that issue. Acts chapter 2, verses
1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verses 2.
Amangu ago okuuma ne kuba muguru
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verses 3. And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire. And each sat upon each of them. Verses 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And
they
began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Now you see what happens. Now Matthew chapter 6, verse 10.
They
were asking for the kingdom of God to come. In him the kingdom of God. And explained in Matthew 12:28. When the Spirit of God manifests with his works, the kingdom has come.
Still
chapter 1 to verse 4. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. There was a rushing of mighty winds right from heaven. The kingdom was coming. The kingdom of God. And it was coming. And it's reached. It came in the world. It also came in those who had awaited and they knew him. That is spoken John 14 verse 15 up to 17. That he will dwell on you. And he will be with you. He put a portion in them. Another portion filled the entire world. Yes. Now the kingdom of God you come speak of. Anytime you speak of it, no, you speak of the Holy Spirit. And his works of righteousness. Every time he's observed with his works, and you know the kingdom of God has come, it has been manifested.
Observed.
Now the prayer from the Acts chapter 2, we no more pray that thy kingdom come. Not we pray the kingdom to be observed. It's already there. For the world does not see it. You've understood it. For John chapter 14, verse 17, for the world does not see him. All the Spirit manifest with your work. The world to see and observe you. That they see the kingdom of God. Have you seen there? Now where the problem came, even those who learn to pervert, leave the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That which caused God in the year 2019 to command the one who surpasses all, the worldwide evangelist
Benny,
to repent for leaving the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he went to preach material against gospel of the world and to selling of miracles. For what they didn't know first, I'm going to preach gospel of the kingdom of God. But this kingdom of God, what is it?
For
if I'm going to preach a gospel concerning Uganda,
Uganda
or the gospel of Uganda,
Uganda,
I have to first understand what is Uganda. Then
I'm
able to speak about it, its gospel, how it is.
But
you can't preach gospel of the kingdom of God. Do not know the kingdom of God.
You
have to first know the kingdom of God. Then preach gospel of the kingdom of God. Don't you see that?
Wow.
Now the kingdom of God. It is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. With his works. For if it's everywhere, for he said it dwells within you and unto you.
In
the entire heavens is the same there. Where he speaks in the Psalms 139, verses 7 up to 10. And he says like this.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi asatu mwenda, nolu nyidiri uro msambu.
Psalms 139, verse 7.
Nagenda wa okuva eri omoyo go.
Where shall I go from your spirit?
Oba nadukira wa amaso go.
Oh, where shall I flee from your presence?
Olinyo uro munana.
Verse 8.
Winari nyamuguru, nga joli.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there.
Winari alobulidi wange, mumagombe. Laba.
If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Verses 9.
When I told everyone what to do, Ebiencha, Nentulam before Ebiencha, Ebidi Walinyo.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea. Verses 10.
Newankuba deyo, Omkono go.
Even there shall your hand lead me. Yes. Have you seen that? Where shall we run from his spirit?
Muguru.
In the heavens.
Tayari.
He is there.
Munsi.
In the earth.
Jari.
He is there.
Mumagombe.
In hell.
Tayari.
He's right there.
Eyo munyanja munde
right
wala.
Deep far in the sea.
Jari.
All there the spirit is there. The problem which is now is being observed with his works. For there even those he does, they cannot even see
them.
They see them, they are there, but they did see him making them. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit many times. Understand him alone or what can see him and say the kingdom of God is there.
But
after we have seen him, we enlighten him in the
abundance
of him. And we say the kingdom of God is here,
friends.
You enter in it. That is why you say he said that first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
You
have to seek for the kingdom of God, but you do not know it. My friends, imagine you have to seek for a stone of ruby, yet you do not know how it looks like. Now how can you do that? For people speak that word in the Matthew chapter 6 verses 33
and
they read there, it says like this. Matthew chapter 6 verses
33.
But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. Yes.
First
seek the kingdom of God. My goodness. Have you not brought a problem? We do not know the kingdom of God. Are we going to seek for something we do not know? At least today, we began to move on and understand it well. They said, if I seek the kingdom of God, they said, to seek for what? When I've understood it, to seek for the Holy Spirit
and
acts of righteousness, the works of righteousness, can begin to know the Holy Spirit, seek and get him.
They have
fought first this kingdom of God. Jesus in explaining his
sentence
now, I seek for something which I don't know.
It,
even near me, I do not know it. Now, I seek for rubies, I've reached them, I do not know them. How am I going to pick them out?
Because you're
to seek for the kingdom of God. You do not know it. It's just close. Something you seek for, you just wandering places.
Just
because you don't know it, for it's near you there. That is why you see, God in seeking this kingdom, he says, do not seek it elsewhere. You read the book and seek in the book of the Lord. You understand that?
In
you, if you use other ways to seek for it,
not see it.
Wali nakuda mtabo cha mukama unaonye mchitabo cha mukama.
Seek in the book of the Lord. For if you try to move foot from here and you walk to seek for the kingdom of God, then if you fall in hell, you reach there, you've not understood it yet. Even seeing, you've not seen it. You see where the trouble is? Now you seek for something you do not know. How can you dare seek for it? Now, because the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, you cannot seek for him outside and you see him until you've come back in the book of the Lord. That's why you've seen Isaiah. Told us, seek in the book of the Lord, Isaiah 34:16. Seek in the book of the Lord and read. If you will read there, you will see him and get it. Let's read we here.
Isaiah chapter 34,
verses 16. Seek you from out of the book of the Lord, read. None of these shall fail and lack its mate. None shall lack her mate.
Kubanga kamwa kange kekalagide.
For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Now you hear that word. Seek in the book of the Lord and read. For his mouth commanded. The spirit is one who gathered. You want to understand the gospel of the kingdom of God? Speak of the Holy Scriptures. Speak of the Holy Spirit is the one who gathered them.
The
trouble is very serious trouble. Problem. That the gospel of the kingdom of God, you have to first know who the kingdom of God is. If you discover it's the Holy Spirit, you can know his gospel. The one who gathered all the scriptures.
And
when they say gospel of the kingdom of God, they speak of the scriptures. Now we've handled two things. We've gotten explained of the other. Now we get explained two things. The kingdom of God. We get explained the gospel of the kingdom of God. Even the kingdom of God. Sure. Now we're handling two things. The Spirit gathered his gospel. We call gospel the kingdom of God. We speak of the scriptures gathered by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Is there a level on you've moved to?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, but what get
now when we speak? I've told you now we get explained two things. We are getting explained the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom of God.
For
after we understood one of those, that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit, even is the works of righteousness. Now his gospel, or the gospel of the kingdom of God, what we call gospel of the Holy Spirit, they are the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. But if you look to the way Holy Spirit gathered this gospel,
because
told us in the Isaiah 34:16.
But
when we are seeking for the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit, even his works. We go in the book of the Lord and we read.
For
none of them will lack its mates. Mouth of the Lord spoke and the Spirit gathered. Now this is gospel.
This entire Bible as you see it.
What
they call gospel of the kingdom of God.
And
when they say go preach gospel of the kingdom of God, they say go preach the word of God as the Spirit gathered it. Because this gospel, prophets never spoke them under their will. There was one who was responsible of it, its owner. That's why they call it gospel of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit. Now his gospel, it's this one. Even prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from the Lord as they were led by the Holy Spirit. The owner of the gospel, he who got it from the Father. Praise Jesus.
Is there
another level you've moved to? Because when he speaks in Peter, he says, even these prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what had come from the Lord as they were led by the Spirit of God. Let's read, we hear.
Petero echokubiri, esula esoka, nolinyore kuminomunana.
1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18.
Nedobo zerio, pene tuli uliranga liva mugguru. Bwetwali awamu na yeku lusozi olutukufu. Olinyolo kumi na omwenda. Olinyolo kumi na omwenda. Erechi singo bunywevu. Tuline chigambo chaba nabbi. Mukola bulungi okukira becho.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when we were with him in the holy mount. Verse 19, we have also a more sure word of the prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed.
Ngetabaza eyakira mu kifo ekyekizikiza, okutuusa mu kifo ekyekizikiza, okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya, emunyeenye ekesa obudde neyaka mitima kyammwe.
As unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse 20.
Ngamumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo ekyaba nabbi ekyawandikibwa tekitegeeza kukoma kwoyo yekka.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kyaba nabbi ekyali kireteddwa.
For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man.
Naye banabbi bayogera ebyavanga eri Katonda nga balungamizibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. Verse 20 speaks very well.
Nti nga mumaze okutegeera kino.
That knowing this first,
nditeri kigambo that
no prophecy of the scripture, which ends to speak of the one, that person, that for prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke that came from the Lord as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, all the Holy Scriptures which make up the book of the Lord, that we know as the Holy Bible, all along it's what is called gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Holy Spirit. Himself is the one who got it from the Father. Because we heard of that he would not speak what he wants, his Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what do you hear from the Father? is the Christ. That of Christ is what he will tell us. Now, if we first understood that the kingdom of God, Holy Spirit and its acts of righteousness,
and
what is called gospel of the kingdom of God, they are the Holy Scriptures, which make up the word of God in the book of God, known as the Holy Book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. For it's the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the Holy Spirit. He gathered for himself right from the Father. That's why our Lord Jesus spoke of him in the John chapter 16, verses 12. And he says like this. John chapter 16, from verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verses
13.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you in all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14.
Oyo, anangulumiza nganze, kubanga, anatolanga kubyange, nabulira mwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. The Holy Spirit. All the scriptures. Right from the prophets. In the apostles, he got from that of the Father. For what's of the Father is of the Christ, and he brought to tell us. That means, even though you see Christ has come, and what Christ spoke, most of them the Holy Spirit had spoken through the prophets. Because the Father in the Christ Jesus, they communicate, speak to each other. And the Holy Spirit hears all as it brings them here. That's why I say what the Father has is mine. That's why I say he will get from mine and he will tell you. That's why himself, the Holy Spirit, he is called the kingdom of God. That when he manifests with his works, the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God the Father, God the Word whom we know as the Son, the Holy Spirit, when he manifests, already we have seen their kingdom. For it's who gets from theirs, and he enlightens us, he works. What the Father would have done, what the Word would have done, he is the one who comes to do them. What the Father would have spoken, what the Son would have spoken, he speaks them. That's why from all that created, they sent him. According to Psalms 104 verse 30, himself is the one sent and they are created. Let us read there, we hear.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi munya noli nyiri oramakumi asatu.
Psalms 104 verses 30.
Agamba. Otuma omoyo go nebitonde bwa.
You send forth your spirit, they are created.
Ero fulo uja amasogetaka.
And you renew the face of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right from Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 and
2.
We see the Holy Spirit hover on the depth of the waters.
And
Psalms 104:30, what it speaks is right. That he sends his spirit they are created.
Even
all but he is renewing.
Means
everything you see created and that being renewed. The tree you cut down and it grows again, the Holy Spirit does all. But they cannot see him this kingdom except when they have come in his gospel in the holy scriptures and they see him and they also see his works. For all the creation, humans, animals, insects and plants, all he's the one who does that. The kingdom of God is there. The Holy Spirit.
Even
gospel is there. It was already sent. The Holy Scriptures.
It
make up the book, the Bible. The book of the Lord.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus much.
So the
hard thing which is that we had
a
person to be explained to the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
it
had to first get explained those five things. Gets explained what's the kingdom of God. Gets explained the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Or
the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. After I get explained the righteousness of God. For again, the righteousness of God comes from believing the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Hey.
But I will not first go there today. It means it would have been very hard
a
person to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness except he first understood this kingdom of God. What is it?
And
the gospel of the kingdom of God, what is it?
When
the gospel of the kingdom of God, it is where he is going to get the righteousness of God. After he has believed. For if you look to Romans chapter 10, verses 12,
the
person believes with the heart be given righteousness. He cannot believe just coming from air and space.
That's
why Romans 10 verse 17, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Now he must have gotten these words which came from God that the Spirit brought. You see the problem how it would have been. It's what has been there many years under the sun. But because we are in the revival,
it
restores, renews all things the way they were, as they should be, in the way they will be.
The
reason why we've restored them, they'll be understood.
But in
eras back, it's been in the very serious problem. And still you speak a word you will never understand. Now, how would you have preached it to another? And you would have reached, say, things of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And those I hear that kingdom of heaven, me, they have failed on my side. You too, you'd have resorted to the gospel of material gains of the world. It's not something you can just rush on. It's when you sat in the council of God's words. And he first explains you his words, you understand them. That's why he spoke in the Jeremiah 23, verses 18. That who had sat in the council of God's words. You first read that verse we hear. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses
18.
For who has stood in the council of the Lord? You first end there. Who has ever sat in the council of God's words? For when God begins to speak, he explains what he speaks and what it is. But when he tells you, my kingdom, he will tell you that this is what it is. When he tells you gospel of my kingdom, he will explain to you these are the holy scriptures. When he tells you my righteousness, he will tell you it cometh from believing. Faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God. When he said the kingdom of heaven,
he will tell you
right from outside planet earth heading on to above the heavens. When he said gospel of the kingdom of heaven, he will tell you they have the scriptures.
We
explain from planet earth through all the heavens to above the heavens. Because you stood in the castle of his words, you heard him speak of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. You first finished there, we see.
Jeremiah chapter 23,
verses 18.
Ebigambo. Ategere, awulire kigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereza ekigambo kyange.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Yes. You must be there, you understand them. You
must
mark his words well. If you understand them, you hear them. Never move. You've
gone
to preach about the word of God when you've not understood them. Because he expects you. You have to proclaim to people his words.
Now
you never understood them before, you to proclaim them to who? Now you're going to preach to who? The kingdom of God.
And
his righteousness. Even the kingdom of heaven. And yourself, you do not know those words. Impossible. That's why they had to get lost. They didn't first sit analyze those words.
The word
is speak gospel of the kingdom of God. What do they mean? I hear in two words the gospel and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, what is that? It's gospel, what is it?
So now we take
care. You've not yet understood them. They have sent me. He was sent. Once you explain to people those words, because he sent you into that. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
22.
But if they had stood in my counsel,
and
had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. If you had sat in the council of his words and analyzed them and you marked them well, he expects, go proclaim them to the people. And he will not tell you when you go preach kingdom of heaven, when yourself you do not know it. Now what are you going to do about that?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Yeah.
Now they are the first words I've told you, five words, which come from the other words. the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Out of it cometh five major great words.
It
cometh the word, what is the kingdom of God?
It explains
the Holy Spirit in his works of righteousness. What is the gospel of the kingdom of God?
Get
explained there the Holy Spirit, which we are brought by the Holy Spirit right from God.
And they
are put in the book of the Lord,
which is
known as the Holy Bible.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
And
go on the righteousness of God. What is it? That it cometh from believing. And that faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Attach on acts of righteousness.
Amen.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
And
they ask you, what is the kingdom of heaven? You get explained, you say, the kingdom of heaven right from outside planet Earth through all the heavens reaching the third heaven up to above the heavens in the new heavens and the new earth. You finish that. They tell you, what is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven?
It's
the gospel of Holy Scriptures, which explains right from the planet Earth where we are.
But
we brought nothing of this world, and we shall go back with nothing. For our home is in heaven. You begin right from here explaining scriptures, explaining from planet Earth, and they take you back to your home in heaven. And they show you what's done there when you're still on this world, and you begin to do what's done in heavens while still on this world.
Amen.
That one sat in the council of God's words, and he's like me.
Amen.
Do you agile about that? Is it you took me the journey of heavens? Okay, you
two
come explain me, I'm not agile. And you first explain before you've heard even of them.
It's when you
prove that people God sits in his council and they understand his words. Now you, when I've explained, haven't you heard them?
So concerning
of the kingdom of God, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit,
it
all his works which are in righteousness. Bible say, though the wise refuse to sleep, though the wise, Ecclesiastes 8, though he refuse sleep day and night, he will never see them.
For
it to wonders how do plants grow. The strength which make them grow and they don't yell. Food grows prepared in different categories, different fruits, the animals, different appearance and lookings, the birds, different growings and appearance, the insects,
the fish,
reach there, you wonder, you
see.
But all these
works,
who is here to watch over them? The kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. As you reach to walking the lame, the blind people to see, those with sickness get healed,
all
along has been working. That is why we thank him.
Amen.
Now we here, we can see him. Kingdom of God, and you see it, it's here.
Before even the
lame walks, we've already seen the kingdom is present there.
Amen.
And the wind blows as you breathe. Yet you do not faint. Yet it is measured up well.
It's
him who measures all that.
What
I've spoken of him of this time is there
are a
few. For the kingdom of God has also his fullness, which is made of the seven spirits. Laid God there in the depth, show the kingdom.
I've
showed you just a little. You can leave here and say, I have finished it all. Yes, you've understood of it a little.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. But in manifesting of him in his works, though you will be a professor, you will not see him when you pass through those your professors. You have come in the book of the Lord. Listen, Ecclesiastes, what it says. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 16. When I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth,
kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo.
For also there is one who neither day and night sees sleep with his eyes. Verse
17.
Then I beheld all the work of God. That a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labors to seek it out, yet he shall not find it.
Nate omugezigezi nebwalowoza okugumanya.
Yea, moreover, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. You see the problem. The Holy Spirit works. The kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, he manifests. But you need the spiritual eyes, those in the Word. Light of the Word lightens thus all that you see them. Light of the commands of God to enlighten for you. And then you see how he works. For right now, people try to gaze at the plants. They reach a point, fail, and they skip, so we've not understood that process there. And they look how a child grows in the womb. In some criteria, they say we did not see that step. We see an ear grew, but we didn't know the next step it passed where. They try. But the Holy Spirit has speed. It moves all those works. The kingdom of God is present. And the one who expected to see him only in the lame walking, my God, he has other elevated works. For those is given legs who are walking, they are the many. If you still see the one lame, he has walked. You first look to thousands of people all on their legs walking. If you still see one blind, see many, he is giving them eyes.
Amen.
For
not understanding him, you even limit his works. But if you are to understand his gospel, the Holy Scriptures,
he
has give you of his anointing, the one himself who gathered
them.
And you have to have repented for all your unrighteousness. That's why I told them in the Proverbs 1 verse 23. And it says like this. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Turn
you at my reproof.
Lava. Nafka omoyo gwange jemuli. Naba manyisanga ibigambo byange.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Mm.
Yes.
Him
who gathered words or the gospel of the kingdom of God. You cannot. You just need him. Now it means first seek for the kingdom of God. If you discover it's the Holy Spirit and his works, the many works, and you go to gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures.
Because
now there you have him, he's going to help you understand them even more. In him is anointing which teaches. He's the one who gives you order. The rhythm of the word of God. And say if you understand, you join 2, 4 and above verses. I
would
have spoken many on those words. But I wanted we first get them in a brief. What is the kingdom of God? Matthew 12:28 he said, if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, it's come.
The
manifestation of Holy Spirit is his
work.
Then we see the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of God, what is it? And he tells us, Matthew 6:33, first seek for the kingdom of God and righteousness. Understood, we have nowhere else to seek.
According
that in Isaiah 34:16, sent us in the book of the Lord we seek. But the Spirit is the one who gathered. Now, Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God.
In
the gospel of kingdom of God. The gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures of the Bible. What you've understood in John, chapter 16:12 downwards. When the Spirit heard from the Father, even though the Christ, those are what he brought to the prophets. So in the brief, let's first understand that. We shall come back and understand 3 words. The righteousness of God. We understand the kingdom of heaven and gospel of the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Amen.